In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Two feasts on one day. The presentation of our Lord at the temple, and the purification of Mary, also at the temple. Both have deep roots in the Old Testament. The presentation of our Lord is connected with the Passover. The blood of the Lamb spared all firstborn males from the angel of death. But it also commissioned those firstborn sons to be priests in the Lord's house. He saved them, and so they were indebted to serve him. Later on, because the Levites did not worship the golden calf, the Levites were chosen as their substitute, but nevertheless, the firstborn sons of Israel belonged to the Lord. And so the parents were required to buy them back, to redeem them with the blood of a lamb. Otherwise, guilt would be upon them. The purification of Mary is what every mother does after giving birth. 40 days after the birth of her son, she had to go to the temple. For those 40 days, she was unclean. Since many other cultures saw the mother as the source of life, God was teaching his people that mothers do not give life, but sin and death. And as Eve brought Cain into the world, so also these mothers bring sin and death and sinners into the world. All are born unclean, defiled, sinful, as the psalmist says, "Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." A mother cannot give life. She cannot purify. She cannot cleanse. God must cleanse. God must purify. God must give life. And he does that only by the shedding of blood. And so the presentation of our Lord answers the question of how women and men are purified from sin. Mary and Joseph were to bring two sacrifices. The first sacrifice they brought were the two turtle doves. But they do not bring a second sacrifice for Christ. For today he is presented to the Lord as holy and blameless, as the angel Gabriel said, "The child to be born will be called holy." He is not redeemed. He is not bought back from God, for he is the one who will be the great priest who serves God day and night in perfect obedience according to the law. He is the great priest who offers the perfect sacrifice that will cleanse all men from their sin. He is the great priest who leads his brothers in the right praise and worship of God, the firstborn of many raised from the dead. For in all things Christ has preeminence. The fullness of God dwells in him, and through him all are reconciled to God. So he must cleanse, he must purify us. For as a woman was unclean after birth, so we are unclean because of our births. The first gift that our parents gave us was sin, and that sin leads to death. For flesh gives birth to flesh, sinners give birth to sinners, those condemned to die give birth to those condemned to die. We were born into this world only to have our lives cut short by the grave. For death does not care how old you are or how useful you are to a community. The wages of sin is death. And so God is justified to end life, whether it is 9 days, 9 minutes, or 90 years. We see this sinful flesh not only in the fact that man dies, but also in how he lives. It rears its ugly head as we fall back and backslide into sin. We give in to anger. We gossip. We tarnish the reputations of others. We are impatient with our spouse, with our children, with our co-workers, with our parents, with our teachers. And at the end of the day, we regret it. We know we should not have said what we had said. We know we should not have done what we did. We know it hurt us and others. But it's not just our sinful actions that testify to our sinful births. The whole medical profession stands as a monstrous testimony to our sinful births. Little infants are plagued with deformities through no fault of their own, simply because they are sinners born into a fallen world. Young children suffer devastating illnesses. Accidents happen to the young and to the old, and even when every proper precaution is taken, we still get sick. And then we have that old mantra, I guess it's just part of getting old. We throw in the towel of trying to understand why this part aches, that joint doesn't work, that memory forgotten. But frankly, it is not old age. Moses lived to 120 and did not lose any ounce of his strength. Noah lived to more than 500 years, but at the age of 500, he built an ark. The body breaks down because of sin. The mind breaks down because of our births. So do not believe the mantra, this is just what happens. Recognize the cause and repent. We are the ones who need to be purified. We are the mothers who give birth to sin, which leads to death. And that is why the Christ was presented to the Lord on this day without an additional sacrifice. No sacrifice for him, no buying him back, because he is the substitute. He is the Lamb of God. Mary and Joseph's poverty allow them only to bring two turtle doves, but they carry in their arms the consolation of Israel, the Lamb of God who takes away not only the sins of Mary and Joseph and righteous Simeon, but the sins of all Jews and even of us Gentiles. A light to enlighten the Gentiles, as Simeon sings. Even those pagan Gentiles, you and me, even we are redeemed and purified by the blood of this great firstborn high priest. And we are made priests with him. He is a light for all nations, for only in him are we cleansed from our sinful births. 33 years later, he did just that. Again, no substitute for him, but here stands our substitute. Here stands the Lamb of God, the great high priest, anointed by God, commissioned and set apart to offer the great sacrifice. And risen from the dead, he still stands at the right hand of God to rule over us by pouring out his cleansing blood on us. The firstborn from the dead, so that he might purify you. And in holy baptism, he cleansed your body and your soul. He cleansed your mind and your actions. Everything you are, everything that you do, washed in his blood, so that you might be presented to God the Father as a pure and holy offering, blameless and without sin. The cleansing flood of that holy bath gives you a new birth. Sin still clings to you, but it is not who you are. You are children of God, born not from man, but born from God. So are you distraught over your actions? They cannot condemn you, for you are in Christ. Filled with agony or regret? Again, you are holy in Christ. Shocked by a diagnosis? It cannot overcome you, for Christ has paid for your sin. Terrified of what will happen to you as you age, what will happen to your mind or body, do not be afraid. For Christ was offered to God for you. He removed your sinful birth, which means that he has removed your pains, your diseases, your struggles, your illness, and yes, even the effects of old age. These things have no part in the glories of heaven. So they have no claim over you. For where the firstborn son of the Father has gone, so also we will go. He is the great high priest, forever interceding for his people, to cleanse us with his own blood. And we are a kingdom of his priests, for through him, though we are from the Gentile nations, he has made us a kingdom of his priests, to serve him day and night in his temple, and to offer our sacrifices of praise and thanksgiving. So let us rejoice with Simeon, for we are the Gentiles of which he sings, and we are the ones who are purified by the firstborn of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.